News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
After a pretty warm weekend, cooling off on your Monday. More details on the way from Dr. Bill. It's 53, and we'll check in with him right after Kane and traffic.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue so far this morning from Fairhope and Daphne along Spanish Fort and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic through Mobile and accident-free conditions from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. No delay so far this morning on the way in. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA for your tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 8th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
All right, guess who's back? 608 FM Talk 106.5, and it's the Monday edition of Mobile Mornings, and Big Daddy is back in studio, man. Hey, man.
Back again. Good to be here.
And so you figured out after a few days, you're like, wow, let's see. Either constantly feeding child, changing child, or just coming in here and doing radio.
Yeah, you see what I chose.
Dalton's back. Lots to do on today's show. Glad to hear national news and local news, and we'll get to it. Plus, we'll check in with News 5's Chad Petrie. A lot going on with the Baldwin County Board of Education in a lawsuit here with school districts and state. He'll flesh it out for us shortly. Right now, we'll catch headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital this morning. Now that President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says yes. She supports the president's declaration to fund the building of a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last Friday, President Trump made the announcement after Congress passed a spending bill to prevent a government shutdown. So here's how the money breaks down. The president plans to redirect $3.6 billion in military construction funding and $2.5 billion from the Pentagon's drug interdiction program and $600 million from the Treasury Department's asset forfeiture fund. Governor Ivey says, quote, "We certainly have a problem with security at the border, and we need to fix that security problem. And so I'm supporting President Trump in his efforts to keep our border safe." He declared it. He's the president, and people that are close to the situation, they know best. Speaking of the president, today is a federal holiday because it's President's Day. The federal holiday was established by Congress in 1885, and it started as a celebration of President George Washington's birthday. His birthday was initially recognized only as a holiday in Washington, D.C., but then that celebration branched out and was then celebrated by the rest of the nation. The first president was born in Virginia on February 22, 1732. Fast forward a few years later to 1968. That's when Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The bill went into effect in 1971 and recognized various holidays to be observed on Mondays to ensure several long weekends for workers throughout the year. President's Day, in particular, well, that began to be celebrated on the third Monday of February. And also keep in mind, if you try to go to the bank today, that's not open today, again, in observance of this federal holiday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama State Troopers have released the names of two people killed in separate crashes. The first crash happened just after 6 Sunday night on Lott Road near Jeanette Avenue. Troopers say 56-year-old John Ryder of Citronelle was traveling north on his motorcycle when he collided with a Honda Pilot in the southbound lane. Ryder died at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a helmet in that crash. Around 7 o'clock last night, a pedestrian was struck and killed on Lott Road near Valhalla Drive. Investigators say 22-year-old Mitty Rogers of Wilmer had stopped for another crash he was not involved in. Rogers was walking in the road when she was hit by a car. She was rushed to University Hospital, where she died. Authorities need help finding Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square, their suspects, in a Valentine's Day attack that left a man dead in cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says Smith and Square beat Willie Wilson to death at his home on Spink Lane. You're asked to call Crime Stoppers if you know where Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square are. The number 850-433-STOP. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
The Daytona 500 kicks off the 2019 NASCAR season with plenty of wrecks. The number one team in college basketball falls, and it's time to swing the bats at South Alabama. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In a wreck-filled marathon, Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin outlasted the field to win his second Daytona 500.
Hamlin off turn number four. No, side-by-side battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs in Toyota.
The race seemed like it would never end with 12 cautions and 5 wrecks in the final 20 laps of regulation. Kyle Busch and Eric Jones finished second and third to give the Joe Gibbs Racing Team a top three sweep. Hamlin dedicated the win to Joe Gibbs' late son and co-founder of the racing team, J.D. Gibbs, who died last month after battling a degenerative neurological disease.
The whole family, they've done so much for me over the course of my career. It's just this one's for J.D. We're desperately going to miss him the rest of our lives, but his legacy still lives on with through Joe Gibbs Racing, and proud to do this for them.
This weekend, NASCAR heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. In basketball over the weekend, number 5 ranked Kentucky beat number 1 Tennessee 86-69.
What a performance by the Kentucky Wildcats here tonight, taking out number 1.
The Vols 19-game winning streak ended with the loss at Kentucky. They'll likely fall from the top spot on the AP Top 25 poll when it's released later today. Around the rest of the SEC, Auburn beat Vanderbilt on the road 64-53. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 16 points, keeping Vanderbilt a winless 0-12 in conference games. Alabama lost at home to Florida 71-53. Number 19 LSU beat Georgia 83-79. South Carolina won at home against Texas A&M 84-77. Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-65, and Mississippi State went on the road to defeat Arkansas 77-67. Here at home, baseball and softball have started at the University of South Alabama. The Jags baseball team went on the road to begin their season with a three-game stand at number 24-ranked Clemson. The Jags went 1-2 on the road trip, dropping the first game on Friday 2-6 and splitting a Saturday doubleheader with a 2-7 loss in Game 1 and a 4-3 win in the series finale. Up next, the Jags have the home opener at Stanky Field on Tuesday night against Alabama State. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. In softball, the Jags went 3-1 in the Jaguar Challenge over the weekend. On Friday, they beat Lipscomb 8-5 and shut out North Dakota 8-0. Then on Saturday, the Jags dropped their first game to Tulsa 3-8 before winning the final game of the weekend 12-8 over Mercer. This Wednesday, the Jags play the number one ranked team in the nation when they take on Florida State in Tallahassee at 5 p.m. On the PGA Tour, J.B. Holmes won the Genesis Open on Sunday after playing 34 holes on the final day due to weather delays over the weekend.
You know, definitely, you know, been in a lull for a couple years, so it's definitely, you know, good to be on top again. So it's definitely a huge win.
Holmes rallied from a four-shot deficit to defeat Justin Thomas by one shot at 14 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster weekend and finished tied for 15th. And in some NFL news, on Friday, the NFL reached a settlement in the collusion case between the league and former teammates Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed. Terms of the agreements were not revealed, and we may never know the details due to the confidentiality agreement. Kaepernick last played football in 2016. He opted out of his contract with the 49ers in March of 2017. Kaepernick filed a grievance against the NFL in October of 2017, alleging the league colluded to keep him off the field in response to his decision to kneel during the national anthem. And all that news followed a Thursday report from the Associated Press that Kaepernick was approached by the Alliance of American Football, but the 31-year-old quarterback was looking for $20 million to play in the upstart league.
Wow.
Yeah, they weren't reaching that number.
That might be the whole team's budget.
I think so. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers heading to Wilmer, Georgetown Road and Danner Road at County Road 38 at Greenwood Church Road in Somerdale. They've got a car that hit a sign and left the roadway. Mobile Police Department are clear and no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing and Amy can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years. It's the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. Call them at 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 620, FM Talk 106.5. And cooling off this morning, at least compared to yesterday, 53. More on our temps for this week and the rain chances from Dr. Bill coming your way in just about 12 minutes. Right now, let's check in with our friend and News 5 reporter, Chad Petrie. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How goes it?
It goes good, but I am trying to, I got to pick your brain this morning because I heard you reporting already this morning on the Baldwin County Board of Education and their lawsuit against the State Department of Education, Gulf Shores City School District, and the Baldwin County Commission. Imagine my confusion in all these details. Who, what are the players? What's being asked? What changes do they want to be see made? What's going on here, Chad?
Well, basically, this is a painfully long document that I've been perusing all morning. What we're looking at here is the Baldwin County School System, or Board of Ed, suing the State Board of Ed, the State Superintendent, and the Gulf Shores City School District. Now, what among the many, many claims that the county school system is asking, it's basically asking a judge to come in and mediate this dispute. Now, the deadline for the finalization of the agreement of separation between the city schools of Gulf Shores and Baldwin County, that has passed. The State Board of Ed signed on to it. Gulf Shores did. Baldwin County did not. Now, one of the claims in this lawsuit is that since the county didn't, then it's up to the superintendent to kind of hash out the final details. The school board of Baldwin County is claiming no, that is not the case, that we need a judge to come in here and kind of mediate all these details. We've been talking a lot about the funding. One of the issues here is we're talking about $7 million in funding. The county school system is saying, well, no, according to the time frame that's been set up, you're asking the county to pay for the initial startup time period, payroll, and the school system for the city school system when they should be fully separated. So it's not clear how much of that $7 million would be acceptable to the county at this point. But that's one of the main issues.
That's what I'm trying to understand. So you've got in this case, it's happened in Mobile County, but in this case in Baldwin County, the municipality decides, you know what, we're going to go on our own. We're going to split off from the county school system and do our own thing. Are they completely on the hook from inside the city limits financing their schools, or is there some portion of state money that comes in, or county money? I mean, what's the precedent on that?
I'm not sure of the legal precedent, but they are, I would believe they are entitled to some state funding at a certain time. The question is how much and at what time does that kick in? There seems to be some disagreement between the county and the city and the state over this. And also there's a disagreement over who makes the final decision about how much money goes where, how much transportation resources go where, how much payroll resources go where. Is this a decision that is still in the hands of Baldwin County, the Baldwin County Commission? Is this solely the responsibility of the state school board, state superintendent? Or do they need a judge to step in?
So it's not as simple as a municipality splits off and does their own school system, and they're 100% responsible, and the county is 100% free of that, right? I mean, there is crossover.
It's way more complicated than that. And I, to be perfectly frank, I don't even know if I understand all the ins and outs, but a lot of the writing in 170 paragraphs of this lawsuit pertains to when does foundation money kick in for Gulf Shores? What date should that cover? Should it cover the fiscal year? Should it cover the school year? And who decides that?
These are questions that I guess is why the attorneys get their check, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of attorney speak in this lawsuit. If you want to read it, we've linked to it in this story on the front page of WKRG.com. It is very complicated. I hope at least from the Baldwin County side, they'll be able to boil it down during their news conference this afternoon.
All right. We'll be watching your reporting on that. Chad, thanks for checking in with us.
Not a problem, Sean.
All right. Chad Petrie with News 5 checking in. You see why I had to bring in some extra guns on that? I'm still scratching my head.
Yeah.
We'll try to run through that document, all 40 pages of it during the, sometime during the midday show. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a Cliff Notes version of that. Now it's time to check some more headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A hostage situation in Mississippi turns deadly. The shooting suspect has been identified with four people killed and many wounded. In Clinton, Mississippi, authorities say that suspect was shot during a 12-hour standoff inside of a home, and the suspect has been identified as Nam Lee. Authorities say the standoff started around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday as officers checked on a domestic call at that home. That's when shots were fired. According to officials, the suspect went back inside the home and refused to come out. But according to news footage, two small children were released from the home during the standoff, thankfully, before more shots were fired. As for the suspect, he died at the hospital. In your health news, great news when it comes to the flu vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that the flu vaccine is doing a moderately good job of protecting those who received it this year. The vaccine is roughly 47% effective against all circulating strains of the flu. That increases to 61% effectiveness among children ages 6 months to 17 years. The CDC says an effective flu vaccine reduces illness levels between 40 and 60%. So health officials advise flu vaccinations for almost everyone ages 6 months and older. The flu is currently widespread in 47 states, which includes Alabama. As for flu season, it generally lasts from October through as late as May, peaking between January through March. It can cause mild to severe illness and sometimes death. Its symptoms come on quickly, they say, and they include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headaches, and more. If any of these symptoms sound familiar, be sure to make a doctor's appointment pronto. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Glad you're here. We have a staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way with our forecast, and it is it's cooler this morning than it has been over the weekend. And the weekend was... we'll find out the actual high temperature. I did not check the thermometer through the weekend, but I know it was like yesterday, T-shirt and shorts for a lot of people.
Yeah, nice outside. I knew it was nice.
I'm not ready for that yet. I mean, all the flowers are blooming, all the pollen is out. It's not even Mardi Gras.
No, it's still February. But yeah. I knew when the AC kicked on that we had reached a new part of 2019.
Well, that's good to hear. So you made the switch. Did you do the actual, you know, go throw the lever and switch it from heat to cool?
Yeah, the big 50-pound lever that I have to put everything into to lift up there.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. We've all done this. You go, well, I've it's this time of year, and you'll switch it back and forth several times in the spring. And you go over there, and you're like, it's still on heat.
Uh-huh.
My favorite thing, I obsess with it not coming on. Like, when I don't hear our air conditioners come on, it makes me very happy. But yesterday...
Because you hear cha-ching.
Yes. But yesterday, I sat there, it was on heat, and I went, click one to off,
uh-huh,
and then to cool, and heard it go...
Well, you see, that, like, oh, wow. That's a much better ritual. My in-laws were in town, and I showed them the magic of a digital app that controls your thermostat. So I was like, hey, let me just turn that off real quick. And they thought I'd walk upstairs, but no, just open the phone and turned off the AC.
There you go. See, that's what 20 years of youth on me gets you. I just threw the lever the old-fashioned way. All right, we're coming right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fight over funding the new Gulf Shores School District is headed to court. The Baldwin County Board of Education filed a lawsuit Friday. The suit challenges a $7 million payment the Baldwin County School District was ordered to pay Gulf Shores. Baldwin school officials will hold a press conference later today. A teenager wanted for a murder at a shopping center in Crichton is still on the run this morning. 19-year-old Terrence Sims Jr. is considered armed and dangerous. Mobile police say he's a suspect in a deadly shooting at Laced, a store in the Crichton Shopping Center. The shooting happened February 9th. 20-year-old Christopher Edwards was killed. Another person was injured. In Northwest Florida, two dogs stopped a pair of children from crossing I-10 in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office says the dogs were pushing the children back against the guardrail when they tried to move towards the highway. The highway patrol got a number of 911 calls of kids playing near the interstate. When troopers arrived, they found the dogs were keeping the two kids, both under the age of 5, safe. The parents are not being blamed for the incident because the youngest girl said she wasn't running away, but chasing a rainbow. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service, so I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5.
FBI Director Andrew McCabe says, when American intelligence officials told President Trump that North Korea had tested an intercontinental ballistic missile, he wouldn't accept it as true.
He did not believe that the North Koreans had the capability to hit us here with ballistic missiles in the United States, and he did not believe that because President Putin had told him they did not. Intelligence officials in the briefing responded that that was not consistent with any of the intelligence our government possesses, to which the president replied, I don't care. I believe Putin.
On 60 Minutes last night, McCabe also said Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein supported the FBI's decision to investigate whether the president was in league with Russia. Chicago police reportedly believe actor Jussie Smollett orchestrated his own attack last month. They said over the weekend that the focus of their investigation changed after they questioned two brothers who had been considered suspects. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at FMTalk1065.com today and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A lot of consumers continue to use Microsoft's Internet Explorer as their primary browser, even though the software giant pretty much killed it off nearly 4 years ago. One of Microsoft's cybersecurity experts in a recent blog post reminded users that the company no longer updates Explorer to support new web technology. It's a major downside to those quick and easy snacks that many of us love. Researchers say we face a 14% higher risk of early death with each 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods we eat. Such foods are those that include additives used for technological and or cosmetic purposes. They're mostly consumed in the form of snacks, desserts, or ready-to-eat or ready-to-heat meals. A new streaming service geared for fans of classic movies and art house films is on the way. The Criterion Channel will launch April 8th in the U.S. and Canada. It'll be $10 or $11 per month and will be available on computers, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, iOS, and Android devices. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, we're just discussing there during the news break, and the temperatures over the weekend, pretty darn warm. There's some shorts were broken out. Folks broke out the short-sleeve shirts, the shorts, all that kind of stuff, because it was spring-like.
78 on Saturday and 79 yesterday.
Wow.
And yesterday's temperature was 1 degree from a record, which was 80, set way back in 2018, last year.
Oh, way back then. I remember those days. Dr. I mean, this is a... I know what the situation this time of year. The wind turns around and comes off the Gulf, and we get higher humidity and definitely warmer temperatures. But this has gone on for... We've had a good bit of this over the last 10 days.
You know, and all of this is happening with a big Arctic air mass that's covering the northern portion of the nation. But the upper air winds down in this part of the country are not going to allow the full blast of that cold air to get down here. And as a result, we're just on the fringe. We will be cooler today. In fact, we'll be 20 degrees cooler today than yesterday. The high only around 60 for this afternoon. It was around 80 yesterday. Of course, as I mentioned, the heart of that, the core of that cold air is going to stay well to the north of us. Now, what we're going to see with that cool air now at the surface, we're going to see moisture come back in aloft over the top of the cool air, and that means rain. And by the middle of the week, we're going to have a lot of rain in this area. As for today, we got a few showers around this morning. That front now is offshore, and to the east of it's over around Tallahassee. And as I mentioned, around 60 degrees today. Tonight, a few showers are possible. We'll be down around 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and a better chance that we'll see some showers tomorrow, the high in the mid-60s. And moisture will start to move in over the top of us tomorrow, and we'll see the showers. Then on Wednesday, a low-pressure system will move out of the northwestern Gulf on up into Mississippi, northern Alabama, and we'll see quite a bit of rain on Wednesday. High temperature getting back up into the 70s, around 75 degrees. And also numerous showers on Thursday with a high in the mid-70s. And then as we look to the end of the week, Friday, a few showers, upper 70s. And then over the weekend, right now we're looking at highs in the 70s with isolated showers Saturday, a few scattered showers on Sunday. So there's rain in the forecast here. All the way through the week, and it looks like the greatest coverage of rain is going to be Wednesday and Thursday.
Just in time for the parades.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Bill, we talked about the situation that you actually last week, I think, pointed out. Even though it seems like it's rainier than normal, we were an inch or so behind, but with what you're talking about now, this has got to make the switch to being pretty rainy so far for this 2019.
Well, we're actually 2 inches below normal.
Here he goes, y'all. He does this to me every time with the facts. You're killing me here. My yard is soaked. Everything seems so wet, but you've got the stats showing that it's not wetter than normal.
Officially out at the airport, we've had about 6.5 inches of rain, and we should have over 8 inches of rain normally at this time of the year. We will catch up, though, this week and probably exceed that reading, because we could see some heavy rain on Wednesday and Thursday. Don't expect any severe thunderstorms at this time, just plain rain. And temperatures after today and tomorrow, or the rest of the week, we're going to climb well above normal.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast for today and looking forward to a rainy week. Oh, boy. Yeah, so where does it affect parading? You know, if you go to the tab for Moon by Minute on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, right there underneath, you'll see the listing of podcasts so you can go binge listen to the Moon by Minute. If you go below that, you'll see the parade schedule. And you'll see, let's see, this week, what do we got, Dalton? We affect the polka dots on Thursday night with that rain. And then, of course, the long-suffering Order of Inca. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I can ask Rennie Brabner or our buddy Steve Joint with Mobile Mask. I think just in my history, the Inca Parade has had rain, sleet, snow more than any other parade.
You think probably, I don't know, 86% of the time? Does that sound about right?
Probably. But it looks like rain for Wednesday for sure. So polka dots for Thursday night. So Wednesday, Thursday may affect polka dots. We'll see you on Friday for Inca. And Apollo's Mystic Ladies. I want to talk about this. The weekend was warm. Maybe that was part of what happened here. But the stats, the numbers for downtown Mardi Gras were something here. According to Mobile Police Department, 101,379 people turned out for the Pharaohs, Hay Bay, and Condi Explorers Parade.
That's a lot of people.
Over 100,000. This is the kind of stuff we talk about for Fat Tuesday. That's a Joe Kane number, a Fat Tuesday number. But they're saying this is for the beginning of the downtown season. Steve Joint over at Mobile Mass said this may be the first time that's happened. Also means we went 100,000 on each of the two opening nights in downtown parade. Probably the first time that's ever happened. So Friday and Saturday, boom, boom.
Yeah, weather has to be helpful.
It's
got to
be. It's got to be with the warm weather. Maybe that's what did it. Or people are just more fired up than normal.
Ready to get out and go.
For the Mardi Gras season. So numbers are already pretty darn strong. Get ready for the next 2 weeks as we head into Fat Tuesday. Moon Pie Minute coming your way next hour. The story of Mardi Gras is told by our own Rennie Brabner. And like we said, more information online, fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for Moon Pie Minute. Now let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions now as you traffic through Mobile. Looking good from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. 90 range line, Schillinger and three knots. Looking good from Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, 65. And up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No sunshine, no worries. Give your skin a sun-kissed glow without a trip to the Caribbean. Book a spray tan at the spa at the Battle House and look fabulous for the Mardi Gras ball season. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade featuring the 2019 Jeep brand lineup. Leading today's procession is the rugged and stylish Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% financing on the purchase of a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. Go to Jeep.com to find your local Jeep brand dealer and discover more great deals on the entire Jeep brand lineup, including the versatile Jeep Compass, the highly capable Grand Cherokee, and iconic Jeep Wrangler. See your local Jeep brand dealer today. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% APR financing on the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. So hurry in to the Jeep President's Day event. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. No turn-in required. Competitive vehicles exclude all other FCA US LLC vehicles. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 2/28/19. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
644 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here and good to have my friend back in studio, Big Daddy Dalton Norwich.
Yeah, now functioning with less sleep.
That's right. Get ready. It's only going to be the next 20 some odd years of your life. Enjoy it. 53 now. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly shooting in Illinois has Alabama ties, as we now know one of the victims shot and killed at a manufacturing facility just west of Chicago Friday afternoon was originally from Cullman County. The Cullman Times is reporting that Josh Pinkert has been described as the victim with those Alabama ties. He was a native of Holly Pond, and he was the plant manager at the site of that deadly shooting that police say was carried out by a disgruntled employee who was being fired that day. Family members confirmed that Pinkert was among those killed. The shooter has been identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin. He killed five people when he opened fire at the Henry Pratt Company manufacturing facility Friday afternoon. Among those killed, the plant manager, as I just mentioned, a human resources manager, and an intern working his very first day at work. The shooter also wounded others, including five police officers. Well, let's lighten the mood a bit and talk Mardi Gras and the Boom Boom. Did you enjoy the first parade of the season here in Mobile? Our family surely did, and many of you did as well, as Mobile Police have released the numbers. And Friday night, the crowd count for the Pharaohs and Condi Explorers parades were a whopping 101,379. Mobile Police responded to 32 complaints, one lost child, one child located. There were 8 traffic citations. There were 57 parking citations issued. MPD made 1 felony arrest. It was an adult. There were also 6 citations issued for barricade jumping, and there were 2 loud ordinance citations issued as well. Also, there were 10 towed vehicles. So the question is, what do you do if your vehicle's towed? Well, be sure to stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5. I will have that update in the next news hit right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state troopers have released the names of 2 people killed in separate crashes. The first crash happened just after 6 Sunday night on Lott Road near Jeanette Avenue. Troopers say 56-year-old John Ryder of Citronelle was traveling north on his motorcycle when he collided with a Honda Pilot in the southbound lane. Ryder died at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a helmet in that crash. Around 7 o'clock last night, a pedestrian was struck and killed on Lott Road near Valhalla Drive. Investigators say 22-year-old Mitty Rogers of Wilmer had stopped for another crash he was not involved in. Rogers was walking in the road when she was hit by a car. She was rushed to University Hospital, where she died. Authorities need help finding Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square. They're suspects in a Valentine's Day attack that left a man dead in cantonment. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says Smith and Square beat Willie Wilson to death at his home on Spink Lane. You're asked to call Crime Stoppers if you know where Cordarin Smith and Jesse Square are. The number 850-433-STOP. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Jolene, I need to get $50 out of petty cash.
What for?
I've got to pay Mardi Gras guy for his work on the Jack Green commercial.
He doesn't work for us, and he's certainly not a spokesperson for Jack Green.
Well, whatever. Since we put him on the air, he's hired an agent, and he's demanding a salary.
No. Look, we've got new information we have to get out right away. Commercial property rates are going sky high, and a lot of people are losing their commercial coverage altogether. This week alone, Jack Green has saved people thousands of dollars. Thousands! He can find you a much better commercial rate and save you money, whether you own a small restaurant
or a bar,
an apartment complex, a shopping center,
or a bar,
or a church,
or a bar.
Jack Green will save you money. Jack also writes physicians' E&O coverage. Jack will help you stay in business by helping you hang on to your cash. Call Jack Green today in Mobile, 344-5393.
That's too many letters.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Nope.
The Daytona 500 kicks off the 2019 NASCAR season with plenty of wrecks. The number one team in college basketball falls over the weekend, and it's time to swing the bats at South Alabama. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In a wreck-filled marathon Daytona 500, Denny Hamlin outlasted the field to win his second Daytona 500.
Hamlin off turn number four. No, side-by-side battle to the finish this time. Denny Hamlin wins his second Daytona 500 and wins it for Coach Gibbs in Toyota.
The race seemed like it would never end with 12 cautions and 5 wrecks in the final 20 laps of regulation. Kyle Busch and Eric Jones finished second and third to give the Joe Gibbs Racing Team a top three sweep. Hamlin dedicated the win to Joe Gibbs' late son and the co-founder of the racing team, J.D. Gibbs, who died last month after battling a degenerative neurological disease.
The whole family, they've done so much for me over the course of my career. It's just this one's for J.D. We're desperately going to miss him the rest of our lives, but his legacy still lives on with through Joe Gibbs Racing, and proud to do this for them.
This weekend, NASCAR heads to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Quick Trip 500. In basketball over the weekend, number 5 ranked Kentucky beat number 1 Tennessee 86-69.
What a performance by the Kentucky Wildcats here tonight, taking out number 1.
The Vols' 19-game win streak ended with the loss at Kentucky, and they'll likely fall from the top spot on the AP Top 25 poll when it's released later today. Around the rest of the SEC, Auburn beat Vanderbilt on the road 64-53. Jared Harper led the Tigers with 16 points, and they kept Vanderbilt winless in conference games. The Commodores now 0-12 in the SEC. Alabama lost at home to Florida 71-53. Number 19 LSU beat Georgia 83-79. South Carolina won at home against Texas A&M 84-77. Ole Miss beat Missouri 75-65. And Mississippi State went on the road to defeat Arkansas 77-67. Here at home, baseball and softball have started at the University of South Alabama. The Jags baseball team went on the road to begin their season with a 3-game stand at number 24-ranked Clemson. The Jags went 1-2 on the road trip, dropping the first game on Friday 2-6, then splitting a doubleheader on Saturday with a 2-7 loss in Game 1 and a 4-3 win in the series finale. Up next, the Jags have the home opener at Stanky Field tomorrow night against Alabama State. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. In softball, the Jags went 3-1 in the Jaguar Challenge. On Friday, they beat Lipscomb 8-5 and shut out North Dakota 8-0. Then on Saturday, the Jags dropped their first game to Tulsa 3-8 before winning the final game of the weekend 12-8 over Mercer. This Wednesday, the Jags play the number 1 ranked team in the nation when they take on Florida State in Tallahassee at 5 p.m. On the PGA Tour, J.B. Holmes won the Genesis Open on Sunday after playing 34 holes on the final day due to weather delays over the weekend.
You know, definitely, you know, been in a lull for a couple years, so it's definitely, you know, good to be on top again. So it's definitely a huge win.
Holmes rallied from a 4-shot deficit to defeat Justin Thomas by 1 shot at 14 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster weekend and finished tied for 15th. In some NFL news, on Friday, the NFL reached a settlement in the collusion case between the league and former teammates Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid. Terms of the agreement were not revealed, and we may never know the details due to the confidentiality agreement. Kaepernick last played football in 2016. He opted out of his contract with the 49ers in March of 2017, then filed a grievance against the NFL in October of 2017, alleging that the league colluded to keep him off the field in response to his decision to kneel during the national anthem. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers heading to Wilmer Georgetown Road and Danner Road. Also, another accident, County Road 38 off of Greenwood Church Road in Summerdale. That's where the car hit a sign and left the roadway. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway looks great. Northbound 65 from Mobile to Chickasaw and Saraland, a good ride in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They have great deals on their 2018 display models. And now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Pre-qualify at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers this morning. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, a few showers with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
655, FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Today not only marks President's Day, but also the kickoff of Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Alabama. The designation came last Friday when Governor Kay Ivey signed a proclamation which shared that the National Weather Service ranks Alabama in the number one spot nationally for average annual tornado fatalities. According to the governor's official Twitter account, at Governor Kay Ivey, she says, "In partnership with Alabama EMA, NWS, and other agencies, I've proclaimed February 17th through the 22nd as Severe Weather Awareness Week. Increasing public awareness regarding severe weather preparedness can prevent loss of life in dangerous situations. Get prepared today." And then in a second tweet, she says, "By signing this proclamation, we also encourage citizens to participate in a severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday happening February 22nd through 24th. I'll tweet that out at Kelly K2K Finley just for you. Let's talk Mardi Gras and more numbers from MPD as Saturday numbers came in and the crowd count for the Bayport Parading Society, 42,240 people. Mobile police responded to 10 complaints. 55 parking citations were issued. 25 vehicles were towed. No citations were issued for jumping the barricade. So what happens if you get towed or ticketed? How do you avoid that? Well, first, look out for the purple and yellow parade, no parking signs, and don't park on private property or block a private driveway. Vehicles towed this year will be taken to a temporary impound lot next to the Mobile Cruise Terminal at Royal and Madison Streets. The lot stays open 90 minutes after the end of each parade. After that, towed vehicles are moved to a permanent impound lot behind the Police Academy, which is at 1251 Virginia Street. If you'd like more information, call 251-208-2732. If your vehicle is impounded, it's $125 to get it out, and you must have a valid driver's license, proof of insurance, and ownership as well. Cash, debit cards, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Coming up, hour number two of Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. We'll keep up with the traffic with Kane and also the latest from Washington and Montgomery. All in the news, all coming up next. Y'all stay close.